540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Admitted white supremacist Patrick Crucius is sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison for the 2019 racist attack at a Texas Walmart. Reporter Chris Fox has the story.
The judge recommending Crucius receive mental health treatment while in custody at the Supermax prison in Colorado. Crucius pleaded guilty in February to 90 federal charges after prosecutors took the death penalty off the table. The district attorney in El Paso says the federal sentence won't prevent him from seeking the death penalty in state court. That trial could happen as early as 2024.
23 people were killed in what's considered one of the worst hate crimes in U.S. history, where Crucius targeted Hispanic shoppers at the Walmart in El Paso. Police have arrested a suspect in Sunday's mass shooting at a block party in Baltimore. CBS's Elaine Quijano reports.
Officers say they've taken a 17-year-old into custody. He's facing several charges, including possession of a firearm by a minor, assault weapon possession, and reckless endangerment. Sunday's shooting killed two people and left 28 others, including children, injured. There's no word yet on a motive.
There may have been additional shooters as well. The Biden administration has decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defends the decision.
We base our security assistance decision on Ukraine's needs on the ground. And Ukraine needs artillery to sustain its offensive and defensive operations.
CBS's Cammie McCormick has details on these controversial weapons.
Cluster munitions are banned by many countries, and the UN Secretary General is warning countries against using them. His spokesman, Farhan Haq.
The Secretary General supports the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which, as you know, was adopted 15 years ago. And so as a result, of course, he does not want there to be continued use of cluster munitions on the battlefield.
The Pentagon insists these have a reduced dud rate, meaning fewer unexploded rounds that can result in civilian deaths. Cluster bombs open in the air to hit multiple targets.
Heat, and a lot of it. Here's Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
East of the Mississippi, it's going to be a combination of heat and humidity that's going to make it feel like it's in the 90s and even over 100 in some spots.
The D.C. Bar Association has recommended former President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani be disbarred.
The bar's hearing committee made the recommendation after finding that Giuliani made hyperbolic claims of election fraud during legal proceedings in Pennsylvania. The committee said it can't conclude that Giuliani lied to the judge, but said his claims were, quote, utterly false and recklessly so.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The founder of the nonprofit organization We Run, They Fly appeared in court for the first time to address charges of embezzlement. It's alleged that Jody Nogay misappropriated almost $100,000 from funds raised for honor flights meant to benefit veterans. It's alleged she used the money for personal expenses. It's free and easy into a popular local place to recreate. Pete Schwaba has more.
Those heading into Walworth County for some time on Geneva Lake are doing so without construction. The state DOT says the resurfacing project on Highway 67 in Williams Bay has been successfully completed. It's also free and clear in Kenosha with the reopening of the busy Highway 50 east of the interstate. It's the opposite in Waukesha County with work recently starting at Moreland and I-94.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Follow up on the story yesterday about Governor Evers' vetoes, very, very creative and skillful vetoes of the budget that the legislature tried to ram through them. Robin Voss, the illegitimate speaker of an illegitimate majority, Republican majority in the assembly, without fair maps, that's what you get. They have a two-thirds majority in the Senate. They don't even get half the statewide votes. They have just a few seats short of a two-thirds majority in the Assembly. Fortunately, we've kept them away for now. He was calling, according to this news broadcast that I saw, from Brussels, Belgium. I've been to Brussels, a beautiful city. Why don't you decide? Do you think that Voss paid for his plane ticket? Do you think maybe you paid for his plane ticket? And maybe I paid for his plane ticket with taxpayer money. He's very, very, very generous in spending taxpayer money where he wants to. But the question I have is, Robin Voss, who's a Putin-esque, illegitimate character, gerrymandered, wouldn't exist with fair maps. What is he doing in Brussels? What is he doing in Brussels, the headquarters of the EU? News broadcast, I haven't the faintest idea. The news broadcast said he was, quote, speaking to European leaders, end quote. Now, that is a laugh. If he's doing that at our expense, and I suspect he is, suspect he flew over at our expense, want to make sure he didn't fly business class. We should check that out. Like to know what restaurants he's going to in Brussels. There's some expensive ones. He's having himself a vacation is what he is. And what is he going to talk to European leaders about? Represents Mount Pleasant. Well, maybe he can talk to him about Foxconn. Maybe he can go, well, there's this Chinese company, and all they want is $4 billion, but you can get them down to probably $1 billion, and they may manufacture something someday. Build a lot of roads, put in a lot of electrical infrastructure for them, turn over some of the best developable land in your country or state, and then they'll own it, and you won't get jack in return. Maybe he'll say that, but they'll look at him over there. They There's some sharp cookies over there, and they're not going to put up with this. I really would like to know what he thinks he's doing over there. What does he think he's doing over there? Well, here's what he said. This is a statement he issued, of course, attacking Evers, and then saying, well, he is considering a constitutional amendment to get rid of the line item veto, of the Vanna White veto. The problem for him is that for a constitutional amendment to be presented to the electorate, it has to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature. If we have fair maps after this particular session, a fair map legislature isn't going to go along with him. Secondly, let's say it passes. There was a constitutional amendment in 1990 taking away the most extreme version of the Vanna White veto, which let the government, the governor, move letters from line to line to make new words and new appropriations. But let's say that the constitutional amendment is put on the ballot, and let's say it does pass. It's going to be two consecutive legislative sessions. Then it goes to the electorate. Let's say it passes. That will forever then bind future governors, including Republican governors who use it to stick it to the state. It'd be very nice if it didn't exist for Republican governors and only for Democratic governors. I'm being a little facetious. One day we may have responsible Republican governors again, like Lee Dreyfus. I don't know. I don't see any soon. The other thing he says he's thinking of is a new bill. Well, we're just going to put in a new bill outside of the budget process. And that bill, what do you think the provision is that he's targeting? The provision that he's targeting is the tax cut. What Evers did, it was great. The original budget bill that the Republicans put in divided us into four categories for tax purposes. One, everybody over 400 some odd grand up to infinity. The second one, under 400 grand, but more than an amount under some, I think it was in about 80 or 90, something like that. The third was something over 30 some odd grand, and the last one was everybody else at the bottom. What Evers did was keep the tax cuts intact for people at the lower end of that ladder. He vetoed the tax cuts for the people at the upper end of that ladder. The fact of the matter is that our tax structure is very competitive in this state, and it's not wrong. In fact, it's right for people who are doing well and enjoying Wisconsin, enjoy living here, to pay their fair share. But let's say Voss does put another bill in, and he clearly can do it because he has a two-thirds majority in the Senate and almost a two-thirds majority in the Assembly, and all he needs is a majority. So he sends it up, another clown bill. Evers already said, I would veto it again. And then the question is, can they override the veto? They can't override the veto for what he did with the, Evers did with the budget. They can't override the veto. My favorite is Evers jotting out the two, the zero, and the dash, so that education funding is extended for 402 years to 2425. That was terrific. That's getting their fur up. One of the mistakes the Republicans made the last time they put a constitutional amendment in was the governor can't do certain things to letters, but it's silent about numbers. And that's why they tripped up. Well, but let's get back to what the real issue is, okay? Say the bill goes through again, Evers vetoes. In the Senate, they have a two-thirds majority, assuming every senator votes. They'd override his veto in the Senate. They also have to override his veto in the House, the Assembly, I should say. We only have a couple of vote cushion against a veto-proof majority there. It would mean that all of our people would have to be on board. They'd have to actually show up and vote. They would have to do the right thing. And this is my message to them as a Democrat, as a Wisconsinite, and as a former chairman of this party for two terms, show up. We don't want to see anybody dilly-dallying, going on vacation, and not showing up. Not showing up. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Happy Friday, Matt. Thanks for the good show. I call him Lion Crying Robin Voss. Screwing the taxpayer is Foxconn, also hiring Gableman to take my vote away and getting in on the big lie the 2020 election was fixed and creating all this chaos in the state. So, you know what? Tony helped me out as a taxpayer. He helped everybody out with the taxpayer except the top end. So, you know, I hope he brings forth another bill and it gets vetoed again. And the education part is, that's pretty cool also. So, you know, the bottom line is you can't stand the fact, Matt, that he's smarter than Voss and the Republicans.
Right.
And they're gerrymandered anyway. And these guys are just, you know, you just get sick of their crying. It's okay for them to okay Foxconn and Gableman and all this other stupid stuff. But when the tide is turned against them, then they start crying. I mean, just, you ever see right. such crybabies? I haven't. Anyway, thanks for your show, Matt. And
Paul. Thanks for the great call, as always, my friend. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Bill.
Oh, Matt, you made my day. I just got off the phone with Robin Voss's office because I was listening to your show. So I thought, well, let's dive into this. So I get a hold of his office, and lo and behold, I get a live person. And I forgot what his name was. He was an assistant to Voss. He represented Voss. And I said, is Robin Voss in Brussels? And he said, yeah, I think so. And I said, is he representing Wisconsin? I don't know. And I said, well, who's paying for the trip? I don't know. And I said, well, you know, I pay his bills. And he said, you pay his bills? He said, to me. And I said, yeah, I'm a taxpayer. I just like to know how my money's being spent. And he said, well, I don't know. I said, so let me just draw a conclusion on who I'm talking to. You represent somebody. You don't know who they are, where they are, what they're doing, or how they're getting paid, but you answer his phone. Boy, you got a job I want. You have to do absolutely nothing and patronize the people that call, but you will not even tell us what the guy that you're representing is doing, how he gets paid, what he's doing in Brussels. Oh, you got a $1 million job. So to all your listeners out there, Matt, I hope they hear me. This is what we're paying money for. This is the man that represents the state of Wisconsin, and his people that work for him have no idea what he's doing, how he's getting paid, or whatever. They're clueless. They're clueless. That's a paid guy that works for him. People of Wisconsin, we got to demand, not ask. What we should say, as a group of taxpayers, Robin, you got two choices. Resign now and no prosecution. Get out before the get is good. There's a new sheriff in town, Robin. And I'm sorry, you can dilly-dally. You can make all these things. And then the guy has the chutzpah to say while he owns a business. I said, I didn't call about cop cars. I called about what he represents. And I'm doing it while I'm listening to you on the air. I thought, I can't wait to get back to you, man. So, Matt, you have
Bill, thank you very much, my friend. We're going to the break. Wonderful call. Thank you. Everybody else, stay on the line. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back in.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 59. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 77. Lows dip down to about 57 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for almost reminding, Mark.
Yeah, I came across an interesting line from a publication here. I'd like to read it to you. The radical right's totalitarian methods in the campaign and since seriously threatened American freedom. The mutual confidence essential to free government is slowly being cut away by propaganda. Step by step, decent citizens come to tolerate attacks upon the loyalty of loyal men.
That's very good. Very good, Mark. I think that nails it.
And where that came from is actually from Look magazine, January 26th of 1965. And that was by Frank Church, who stated that. And that some of these articles, there's actually four articles in this about the frightened right and that how history is repeating itself today with these same guys. I mean, that quote I just gave could be written today.
I'll tell you something. Frank Church was a great senator from Idaho, Democrat. He is a distant relative, a friend of mine that lives right around here in my neighborhood. He was a great, great senator. And that's exactly right. And you know what? The lesson I take out of that, Mark, is that you have to be eternally vigilant to keep your liberty, to keep your democracy. They said that back in 1965. Jack Kennedy had been assassinated 2 years before that. Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King were assassinated several years after that. Eternal vigilance is the price of safety of keeping our democracy. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for that great call. Well, this is an odd one. This is a real odd one. I want to dig down on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, by secret vote, has been expelled from the Freedom Caucus. That's right. You heard it right. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been expelled from the Freedom Caucus by secret vote. What, you think she suddenly became a liberal? Or a moderate? No. Or a Democrat? No. Marjorie Taylor Greene supports QAnon. Marjorie Taylor Greene has spread and supports various conspiracy theories, including anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. The reason that they expelled her, and the Freedom Caucus loves QAnon, they love these kinds of conspiracies. The reason that they expelled her, believe it or not, is because they think that she is too close to Kevin McCarthy. Now, let's unpack that a little more. The Freedom Caucus are all, at least on the surface, in the Republican Party. They run as Republicans. Kevin McCarthy is a speaker. It took him 15 ballots to become speaker. He had to suck up to and give away the store, put every nut in the Congress on powerful committees and so forth. But they think she's too close to Kevin McCarthy, and she supported him on the debt deal. Many people don't know this, but there were something like 17 members of the Freedom Caucus who pledged to vote against extending the national debt. And remember, only to cover things that had already been appropriated and spent, some of them under Donald Trump. So it's one of these twofers. You vote for it, you spend the money, and then you have to vote again on whether you're going to pay the bill. There's only a couple of countries in the world that do it that way. Kenya is another one. We're the only major country. Stupid thing. It's got to be changed. They were willing, 17 of them hate the United States so much, they were willing to put us into default. That's a surefire prescription for encouraging China to invade Taiwan, encouraging Putin to do even worse things in foreign policy, to split our friends and buttress our enemies. And these people in the Freedom Caucus who do not believe in the United States, it's not just that they don't believe in democracy. They don't. They are not loyal to the United States. And the second thing is Marjorie Taylor Greene got too uppity. Yes, she was pro-QAnon. Yes, she was pro-conspiracy theory, including anti-Semitic theories, which were dear to the Freedom Caucus. But she didn't just sit in the background and smile. She decided she might have some ideas on her own. What they like is people like Carrie Lake and Lauren Boebert who smile. They're basically hostesses in hospitality suites, walking around with a tray of cocktail wieners and smiling. That's all they want. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually presumed to say what the rest of the Freedom Caucus believes and says covertly. And when push came to shove, she's so close to Kevin McCarthy and sucks up to him so much that she voted and she supported him in the debt extension limit. For that, she gets expelled. Now, when you have two adversaries expelling one another, you sit back and enjoy it. I'll tell you, an old adage is, if your enemy's committing suicide, sit back and don't interfere. An adage in law frequently is, the judge rules in your favor, leave the courtroom immediately. The other side's going to get up and shout and moan and everything, and some judges can be a little weak and say, well, maybe I'll reconsider it. If you're not in the courtroom, they can't reconsider it. When you win, you get out of there immediately, so it can't be reversed. When the Freedom Caucus, which is an enemy of the United States, expels one of their own for being simply uppity and talking on her own about their issues, not smiling in a hospitality suite, and getting, quote, too close to Kevin McCarthy, end quote, and supporting him on the debt deal, not maybe because she believed in it or she cares about the United States, but because she likes sucking up to McCarthy, they flat out expelled her. You know, that kind of internecine warfare ultimately is going to drag them down. They're intellectually bankrupt, they're morally bankrupt, and now they've got rid of one of their worst, expelled her by secret vote. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report.
To those that lost loved ones and were affected by this horrible tragedy, we offer our condolences. Federal prosecutor Ian Hanna after Patrick Crucius was sentenced to 90 consecutive life terms in federal prison. Crucius targeted Hispanic shoppers at a Texas Walmart in 2019. David Cruz is with the League of United Latin American Citizens.
It was sort of anticlimactic because we wish that it will help the families heal, those who have been affected. But what's really more troubling is to see that this case really doesn't end the hatred and the hate speech that fueled a gunman like him.
The gunman shot and killed 23 people and injured 20 others. His attorney is Joe Spencer.
When I first went to see him, August 4th, one day after this, and I knew what had happened, do you have a problem? He said, absolutely not. I'm not a racist.
Patrick Crucius still faces state charges and possibly the death penalty. CBS News Special Report.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Maguanago school leaders have pledged to challenge a federal judge's decision that overturned their bathroom policy. The judge ruled that the policy, which mandated students to use bathrooms based on their biological sex, discriminates against a transgendered student. In response, the superintendent in Maguanago has stated their intention to appeal and maintain their current bathroom policy. The feds have indicted five Milwaukee men in connection to postal worker attacks. Jimmy Casca has more.
The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin says the suspects have been indicted for their participation in a series of armed robberies targeting mail carriers. If convicted, each person could be locked up for over 30 years.
Starting next year, students from Waukesha North and South will collaborate as the girls' basketball teams merge into a co-op team. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I'll get to all of you in order. So Nate of Germantown. Nate, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Nate of Germantown.
Hey, Matt. Just wanted to call and have a friendly conversation with you, sir. I enjoy listening to your show, although I don't agree with everything you have to say. That's why I got a few questions for you, that I was wondering if you could answer for me. Just get your thoughts on some things, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Nate. What's in your mind today?
The number one question that I have that I ask my Democrat friends of mine who we don't agree and we go back and forth on some issues is, what is your stance on where do you draw the line between what the government should do for its people and what is a personal responsibility? Could you touch on that a little bit? And I just had one more follow-up question for you regarding the Supreme Court ruling on the student loans, if you will.
Okay, just give me that real quick, Nate. We got a lot of people on the line. Then I'll hit you on both. Go ahead. Yes, what's the second one?
Yes, sir. The second question is, what makes President Biden wanting to push this student loan buy or student loan payback? What makes that constitutional? Because in my mind, I think it's immoral and unconstitutional that 2/3 of the people who don't have college degrees themselves are paying for, because this money's coming out of taxpayer dollars, are paying.
Okay, let me respond to both of those and then get on. Excellent questions, Nate, and thank you. You're a principled conservative. I appreciate your calling in. When it comes, where do you draw the line between what government should do and what is personal responsibility? There have been centuries of philosophers who talked about that. I can't do that all on a radio show. But basically what I'd say is this. We are in a capitalist democracy. You can't have democracy without capitalism. You can't have capitalism without democracy. But we also have an enlightened capitalist system with safety nets. You do not want to see people starving. You want to see people employed and housed. And I think the balance that we're striking right now, and up until now, it's been sustained by a good yin and yang between center-right and center-left people of great integrity. Recently under Trump, it went a little bit skewed, actually quite a bit skewed. But basically, Franklin Roosevelt set the paradigm for the present, and I think that Joe Biden has done a very good job continuing it. Secondly, with student loans, it's not unconstitutional for the simple reason that the Supreme Court pointed out that there is a statute that they said was constitutional that said that the in a pandemic or in any kind of an emergency as determined by the government, they can alter the terms of it. And the question was, is forgiveness more than alteration of the terms? Not a question of constitutionality. It's a question, is did the statute go far enough? Thanks an awful lot for calling. Next up is Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
My mind is, I see a lot of coverage and they're talking about the trials of the president, and particularly if he's convicted of espionage, does that not bar him from seeking future political office, any office of honor? And likewise, if he's guilty of insurrection, the 14th Amendment would seem to prohibit him from seeking any office of honor. So either of those two trials could get him off the ballot. Well, or will the Republicans place games on that?
Right. Excellent question. Let me just hit it quick and go to the next caller. First of all, you're half right. In other words, the 14th Amendment says that if he's a part of an insurrection and he's convicted of that, he can't hold a public office again. That's exactly right. And a lot of people have argued he should be barred right now. When it comes to espionage, you're not going to believe this, but a felony conviction for anything else other than insurrection does not constitutionally bar him from running. There was a mayor of Boston named Curley back in the 20s who was convicted of bribery. He took a big bribe and he gave a contract to a construction company to build a sidewalk out into a forest. And he went to prison and he ran from prison and he won. So the sad thing is that Donald Trump could be convicted of espionage and be in prison and could win. What the Constitution assumes is that the electorate has some dignity, that the electorate has some intelligence looking at this. They're not going to vote for a guy like that. But I got to tell you right now, the polls in the Republican primary, largely because the other Republican candidates are so bad, he's ahead of the field, even with these indictments. It's very sad. Excellent call. Thank you so much. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Stephanie?
Oh, hey. Well, I'll tell you, one reason I love this show is because I'm learning and I'm being affected because I find myself really reacting emotionally to questions from people, and seeing and hearing you handle people the way you do in a straightforward and honest and positive way, it's really helping me. It is. But here's my question.
Thank you.
It's kind of I won't go into the background of it, but I want to know, just get your response. Somebody says, no, we do not have a democracy. We have a republic. That's my question. I'm going to hang
okay.
up and listen, okay?
All right. The word republic, remember Benjamin Franklin, when they came out of the Constitutional Congress, a woman said to him, what kind of government will we have? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. What's a republic? A republic is different from a monarchy. In a monarchy, you have, like King Charles, England has a monarchy, not a republic. They have an established religion. They have a king. We over here in the First Amendment bar the establishment of religion. We have separation of church and state. We have an elected president. He works for us. We don't work for him or her. Same with the Senate. Same with the Congress. That's a republic. Now, you could have different kinds of republics. We have a republic that is a democracy. What does that mean? Democracy comes from two Greek words, demos and kratos. Demos is people, kratos is power, power of the people. So we have the most open democracy and the oldest democracy, believe it or not, the oldest ongoing democracy in the world, where we have elections. And we go to the polls and the majority puts in the president, the senator, the congressman, and all this kind of stuff. You could have something like the House of Lords in England. Their lower house, a parliament, is a democracy. You vote for parliament. They're like congressmen. In the upper, in the House of Lords, which is like our Senate, you inherit, and many of them inherit their seats. Their father was the Duke of Norfolk. They are now the Duke of Norfolk. They get to sit in the House of Lords. Bishops of the church in England get to sit in the House of Lords. The reform that the Labour Party put in is that they have appointed lords that Labour will put in or that the Tories will put in, but they can only serve for life and their sons or daughters can't inherit it. So, but it's still overall a democracy because of parliament. So that's the difference. A republic different from a monarchy. We have an elected president and that's what we have here, and a Congress and a Senate. But democracy is appointment, direct appointment in this case, by people through elections. I mean, you could have, for instance, a republic that has political parties and they appoint their various representatives to the congressional role and all that. And in effect, in England and a lot of European countries, it's almost like that, because if they don't back you, you don't get elected. We are a pure democracy and a pure republic, thank God. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Gene?
Again today, Matt, I have to take notes all the time because I'm learning. Thank you so much for you know, all of your knowledge and education. I just wanted to call, and I like to call or encourage a lot of people, you know, to do what Bill's doing. I do the same thing. I learned years ago that if your representative does not hear from you, they think you agree with them. So if you disagree with what's going on in our state right now, you need to call and have your voice heard, or send emails or however you communicate. And also let our governor know that you support him and that he's, you know, doing a good job or doing the right thing. You don't need to be mean or anything, but they need to hear your dissatisfaction and your concerns and your questions, because that's the only way they're going to hear from us. And those people that answer the phone are there to take notes. So, and you don't have to give your name. If they say you have to give your name, say, I'm sorry, I don't give my name. Because years ago, Scotty Walker, when he was recalled, all the people that signed the petitions in the recall, their names and the petitions were published online. And everybody's name was on there. And then it was connected to our circuit courts so that any employer could look up the person. I think since then somebody made them take it off. But I, you know, so they'll understand that you don't need to give your name in the state of Wisconsin with what's running it. And again, I just want to say one real quick thing. I warned Marjorie Taylor Greene that they were going to kick her like an old shoe to the side of the road as soon as they were done using her, because they do not have anything or respect for women in the Republican Party. So as soon as they're done using them, they go to the side of the road. So thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend. Thanks for the education. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah. Excellent call, Gene, as always. Thank you very much. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, I would take a little bit of exception with what you said about you stated that our president is democratically elected. And I'm sure you're aware of it. Our president is not democratically elected, or Hillary Clinton would have been president instead of Donald Trump. Our president is appointed by a group called the Electoral College, which, again, I'm sure you're aware of. And that's why we need to get enough states that we have an Electoral College majority, because we'll never get a constitutional amendment to overturn this. But if we get enough states to sign, I think it's called the Interstate Popular Vote Compact, get enough states to do that where we have the majority of the Electoral College, then we will have a real democracy in terms of electing the president. That's my comment for the day.
Yeah, excellent comment, Jack. And I think you've raised an important point, but it needs a lot more context, so I'm going to give it right now. It is true that we have an Electoral College. And so therefore, for instance, Wisconsin gets 10 electoral votes, 8 for our congressional seats and 2 for the Senate. Wyoming gets 3, 1 because they have one congressman, but 2 for the Senate. California will get something like 56 for their congressional seats and 2 for the Senate. The point is, Wyoming and California, one has upwards of 35 million people, the other one has 600,000 people, each have 2 senators. And that was a deal made by the Continental Congress because the slave states were smaller and they were afraid they were going to left out in the cold. So that's very, very true. It does not change the fact that we do have a popular vote in all these states for president, which directs our electors. Now, one of the problems with Moore versus Harper was this Supreme Court, there's several of them, want to get rid of what I just said and have the electors picked by the gerrymandered legislatures. That would change things. Thank God it hasn't happened yet. We have to be eternally vigilant. The second thing, keep this in mind. Sometimes you have faithless electors. In Alabama in 1960, when Jack Kennedy was elected, he took Alabama. It was still a Democratic state. But several of the electors wouldn't vote for him because they thought he was too fancy. He was from Massachusetts and all that. Fortunately, he still had enough electoral votes to win. But in Hillary Clinton's case in 2016, there were some electors, I think it was Montana and elsewhere, or it was some state that she won against Trump, and maybe it was Nevada, and they refused to vote for her anyway, and it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you can't be a faithless elector. You can't do it on your own. You have absolutely got to follow the wishes of the electorate. But they didn't have all the nuts they have on the Supreme Court right now. So you're raising a very good point. We have an electoral college, and the compact you're talking about, as a number of states have said, we will all agree to have our electoral votes go for whoever gets the popular vote nationwide. That would be great, but none of the southern states are going to do it. So therefore, the northern states would say fine, and it'd be a one-way street. Excellent call. Thank you, as always. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see people on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back right after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A no-holds-barred political conversation.
That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 59, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Matt Flynn Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill LeShorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has dropped its jobs report for the month. 209,000 jobs added in June, which was just about to be expected. There were some earlier reports earlier in the week from some private forecasters that were much higher than that and spooked the market yesterday. But the official statistics are right in line. The unemployment rate drifted down to 3.6 percent, which is slightly above the low point in April, which was a 50-year low. Over the last 3 months, the growth in jobs is 244,000 a month, which means that we're slowly moving into what we're looking for, which is that soft landing without a recession. And the Fed has predicted about maybe two more small rate hikes between now and the first of the year. And so we're on track for a soft landing. Anyway, thanks for the time and talk to you later.
That's terrific, Bill. And for everybody's edification, Bill is a professional economist. That's very, very important coming from Bill. 209,000 jobs that month alone, average of 244 each of the 3 months. Those are new jobs. The unemployment level down under 4% to about, what, 3.6? And, you know, you take a look at everything Biden did with hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, just landing the plane out of inflation, which was worldwide, absolutely worldwide after the pandemic. This guy is a master in many respects. Obviously, Franklin Roosevelt is the gold standard. This is the guy that changed America from the prior agrarian society where everybody was sitting in a cabin somewhere with no electricity and not enough food into a modern country. But Joe Biden, of any president since then, economically now, and foreign policy and standing up against the Ruskies and standing with Ukraine and putting together the coalition, which is like the Asian NATO against China, we couldn't ask for a better president. This is just terrific news. I got to share a story that kind of blew me away. I think it's kind of funny. I'm going to read you some names. You tell me if you recognize any of these names. Believe it or not, there are online and also in-person gambling companies that are taking bets and placing odds on who left the cocaine in the White House. I remember something. When George W. Bush was president, he admitted that he used cocaine, but the way he admitted it, they asked him as he was running for president, did you use cocaine? Answer, I never used cocaine after my father was elected vice president. His father was elected vice president in 1980. That's when he was 34 years old. prior to that he had. Nobody thinks that George W. Bush left any in the White House. And everybody in the Republican Party goes, oh, it's Hunter Biden, and all this. But here are the odds on other people having left it. And it absolutely blew me away. And you tell me if you recognize the names and if you would place this bet. 8-1. In other words, you put down $8. You put down $1 and you'd get $8 payoff. A Kansas City tight end, the Kansas City Chiefs tight end named Travis Kelce, it looks like. 10-1. You put down $1 and you get 10 back if you're right. And one of the Jonas brothers. This one blew me away. 12-1. You put down $1, get 12 back if you're right. Angelina Jolie. Apparently she was in the White House. How about this one? 14-1. Somebody from the Louisiana State University Lady Tigers. How about this? 14-1. But somebody from the UConn men's basketball team. This one, really, I didn't know the guy was in the White House. 16-1. Snoop Dogg. 20-1. This surprised me too. Elton John. 25-1. Selena Gomez. This one really surprised me. 25-1. Patrick Mahomes. 33-1. Paris Hilton. I had no idea that all these, I knew the sports teams had been there. I didn't know Paris Hilton had been there. This one, these last three totally blew me away. 50-1. You put down $1, you get 50. Tom Brady. How about this one? And this could cause an international incident. 100-1. You put down $1, you get 100 back. Narendra Modi, he's the head guy in India, who was in for a state tender. I mean, for God's sake, you know, these gambling companies, for love of Pete. I mean, you know, and this one, 100-1, Andy Reid, the Kansas City Chiefs head coach. So this stuff's going on. People are putting money down, and they're not putting $1 down either. Some of them putting $1,000 down, or they're putting a lot more down. You know, do they really think, do they really honestly think that any of these people have done this? I mean, I can't believe that they think that. I cannot believe that they think that. One last piece of snark. Donald Trump the other day posted the Obama's home address on social media, on Truth Social. In response, a guy shows up with two guns and hundreds of rounds of ammo. He was arrested because this is on Embassy Row. This is where all the ambassadors live too. Name was Taylor Toronto. Taylor Toronto is the bad guy. He got the Obama family address from Trump on social media. Trump was doxing Obama. Trump threatens people. He's the one who said that the Second Amendment people should take care, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton. And then when the Secret Service talked to him, I just meant they should vote. I just meant they should vote. He said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguards should be disarmed. At his rallies, there'd be a protester. He'd say, beat him up and I'll pay your legal fees. Beat him up and I'll pay your legal fees. He's an expert at covert violence, a covert just winking, wincing, suggesting, and then backing off like he did on January 6th. And other guys go up there, five get killed, and some of them go to jail for 15 years. And he doesn't leave any fingerprints. I think he left a lot of fingerprints. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Have a great weekend. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. It's a great radio show. See you back on Monday. Signing off for today.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.